Right, good evening, everybody. I usually do my booze by using a headset and it's got a microphone as part of it. And so you may be noticing a slight different quality in audio here. What you will also hear, slightly annoyingly, is voiceover on my phone, which is how I access the iPhone. I'll give you a quick demonstration of that. You may be able to just about hear that talking in the background there. The reason why I've done this is because I have a new toy. Now, I'm not sure whether I'm actually going to use this in the wild, so to speak, but I have purchased myself a waterproof holder for my iPhone for when I go sailing. I've never been a great fan of leaving the phone, so it's a little bit harder than I'd expected it to be. I think it's called something. What's it called? It's called an aqua box, I think it is. And let's see. It is about, I'd say about a quarter taller than my iPhone, and probably about a fifth wider. It's made of quite solid-feeling plastic with what I think is some kind of clear silicon thing at the front, and it's clear at the back. So I'm just going to put it inside. Basically, to open it up, sorry, I'm not too very well at holding both phone and this device anyway. To open it up, it has a handle at the top, which you turn around. Oh, and in fact, I'm doing it wrong because there's a little catch. Now, I think this is going to be the thing that lets down the product. It has the most spindly little catch, which you have to pull up. Tiny little plastic thing, which is bound to break at some point, but we'll see how we go. And then open this up, like so. And then I should be able to put the phone inside. So bear with me, phone going inside. This is where we just think, oh no, actually that fits reasonably well. Because the one thing I was slightly worried about was if it had been designed, because it wasn't clear whether it had been designed for 3GS or 4 or 4S or whatever, so I was slightly worried as to whether it would fit the right model here. Anyway, so we'll now close this. You'll hear the different quality of sound in a second. Quality is probably not the right word. When this is in the box, it's probably going to sound awful. But let's see how we go, see whether I can still control it. By the way, I'm not going to test this in the bath whilst the phone is in there. I'm going to, first of all, test it with a bit of paper inside. I'm not sure I'm quite that trusting yet. Right. Let's just shut this box. Over either, actually, so I've got no idea whether it's doing anything now. You can probably hear the silicon stuff when I press like that, take my finger off. I can even get to the round button. Right, I'm going to press the right button, the round button. Navigate back into audio boo.
Audio phone.
Quite firm with it.
Audio boom. Record. Cancel. Button.
There we go, you can hear voiceover again, and so I'm in audio boo. I will take a photograph of myself through the case and see to add on to the audio boo and see how that comes out as well. But there we go. So this is an audio box, waterproof iPhone. I think it might be a little bit too big actually to go in my pocket after all, but we'll see how we go.
Pause recording. Button.